Today's New Testament reading is from the Epistle to the Romans, the first chapter, verses 18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their heart to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Ray Angerman from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Shalimar, Florida.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we begin this new year, I'm reminded of how we begin our worship services every Sunday with our confession and His absolution. And why do we begin that way? Well, because we understand who we are as we stand before our holy and just God. Our reading from Romans tells us a lot about God. In verse 18, it says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." You know, unbelievers don't want to accept the fact that God is their creator because they don't want to face up to the fact that this would make them answerable to Him. Denying the creator in this way, they think they free themselves of any obligation to Him. But we know that's not true. And deep down inside, they know that this is not true. And how do we know that? Well, St. Paul goes on to say this in verse 19 and 20. "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse." St. Paul makes some amazing revelations here. He claims that all people know something about God from the things He has made. And while this cannot lead someone to a specific understanding of the God of Scripture, or maybe lead a person to the knowledge of faith in Jesus Christ, the evidence makes it impossible for the unbeliever to deny the existence of God. So, Scripture says, they are without excuse. One day while I was standing in line for a cup of coffee, a woman in front of me told the girl behind the counter that she was an atheist. Overhearing the conversation, I told the woman I could give her two reasons that I know that there is a God. And I took her through Scripture and showed her how I know there is a God. Because, number one, God has revealed himself in his creation. And number two, God has revealed himself through Jesus Christ. After our conversation, she said I had given her something to think about that no one ever shared with her before. What did St. Paul say about those who blind themselves to what God has plainly revealed about himself? Listen to verse 21 again. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. What a scary thing it must be to live as if there is no God, and in the end, having to face him. God never intended to consign the human race to sin and judgment. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, God didn't just say, go ahead and do your own thing until you destroy yourselves. Instead, he lovingly sought them out with his grace and offered them something better, a Savior, something man needed more than anything else. And so as we enter a new year, we often wonder what's in store for us. Will there be more wars and rumors of wars? Will there be tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, and hurricanes ripping up our neighborhoods, and maybe a worldwide epidemic or disease? You know, it's hard to say. But in the way, the worst possible disaster has already occurred, and we're living in the aftermath. The human race has lost its original perfection in relationship with its Creator in the Garden of Eden and sank into foolishness, wickedness, and death. That's why Christ the Savior was born. I know tragic things will happen in our world in 2016. Reminders that our time is short. The Apostle Paul said, the world is like a woman in travail. And so often we feel like the contractions are getting closer and closer together. But we live in a world that is plagued with the wages of sin. That is why Jesus came. Because in the midst of our journey, we can be thankful to God because he gives us time to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus as our Savior and live in that forgiveness that he has provided for us. We look forward to that day where there will be no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow. For Jesus made us a promise. He who believes in him, even though they die, yet shall they live. But let's not stop there. Let's go out and share this good news with the people in our families and our communities in the world. May God grant us, for Jesus' sake, have a blessed new year. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ray Angerman from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Shalimar, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.